Well, now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely weekend, and we also hope you can join us over the course of the next hour for Minds Over Matter, which is an audience participation quiz program. So we certainly hope, I keep saying hope, don't I? I hope you can take a little time over the course of the next hour. I realize there's some sort of game going on now, but it's not like it's a big deal or any Bay Area team is there, so... You know, settle back and give us some of your time tonight, because we'll be giving you questions and hopefully you'll be giving us answers and questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So anyway, just to remind you of the numbers, it's area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134 or toll free. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. And just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, and that is at yahoo.com. Feel free to email us any old time. We don't read them during the show, but we do read them. So it's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear the show online anywhere in the world, you can certainly do that simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And since Debbie is here, I know everything will be done with the greatest finesse and perfection. She will have that podcast up in no time. Also at kalw.org after our show tonight. So some of our lines are open. It's a very good time to call. If you have a question you'd like to ask, just to remind you once more, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And it's just two of us, so we're going to be able to take more calls. Jerry is,
One and a half.
Yeah, yeah. That could be about right. He's the trooper of all time, so he will be, he came in and he will be doing his best over the course of the hour, and then he will go home and rest. So we're going to start with the round of introductions. Here's the first. Jerry Nachman's favorite in the soup bowl is chicken matzo ball.
Thank you, Dana.
Did I stress soup enough?
Too much.
Oh.
Too much.
Always criticism.
We'll have a rehearsal after.
All right.
excuse me. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is misty-eyed over what a trooper I am for coming in from a sick bed. He refers to me as the George Jessel of Minds Over Matter.
That's right.
Can't you do better than that? Eddie Cantor, at least.
Eddie Cantor, if Minds Over Matter? Okay, fine.
George Jessel.
All right. So we'll begin with you, Jerry.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Let's see.
Try to plan these things a little bit ahead of time.
I do. I just can't read them. Okay. What do these movies have in common? Mm-hmm. Moneyball, A Few Good Men, and The Social Network.
Moneyball, A Few Good Men, and The Social Network. They were all written by Aaron Sorkin.
Yes.
All right.
I love the way you make believe like you don't know it.
No, I had to think about that. I knew A Few Good Men and The Social Network. I wasn't sure about Moneyball, though. I wasn't sure about that. All right.
The Frisbee, a patented name, had three names before it was known as a Frisbee. Can you name any of them?
All right. I know one, but I will refrain.
Okay.
Well, no, I can give one since there's three. The Pluto Platter was the one that I knew.
That's the best one, yeah.
Okay.
There are two others.
So what are the others? Okay. All right. And, all right. Well, let's take a call and then I'll do a question. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from Bernal Heights.
Hi, Colette.
What scene is depicted on the back of a $2 bill?
Oh.
What scene?
What scene is depicted on the back of a $2 bill?
Right.
Is that the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think everybody has a $2 bill someplace in their wallet that they're folded up and they kept. At least I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon, Philly.
Hello.
I'd like to make a slight correction to a question. I forget who addressed that. Bing Crosby had more at 43 number one singles, more than Elvis Presley, the Beatles.
That was my question, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a slight correction to be made. That was during the pre-rock era.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Oh, by the way,
not really, because that was the rock era. The Beatles certainly were rock.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You know, you were talking about Slaughter to Doubter last week. You know that was made into a feature film?
It was, but it didn't have much to do with...
But it did feature the ballet, but there's a connection. You know, Herschel Burt Gilbert, he arranged it into a film score. He arranged a musical by Roger's partner, Oscar Hammerstein II. It was got a nomination for Best Adaptation. You know what the film was?
Once More. Give me that Once More.
Well, Herschel Burt Gilbert, he had adopted Richard Rodgers' ballet, Slaughter to Doubter, the film score.
Right.
But he also adapted and arranged a musical that was composed by his partner, Oscar Hammerstein II. You know what it was? Got him an Oscar nomination, too.
I didn't hear the last part of that. What's that?
No. No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
It was Carmen Jones.
Oh, Carmen Jones. Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, and he also was nominated for Best Song for The Moon is Blue, too.
Right. Okay.
There's my second question. Ian Stewart, he was a Rolling Stones pianist, but it was also the pen name of what author, what novel?
I didn't hear
What was the name again?
Ian Stewart. He was that was the name of the Rolling Stones pianist, but it was also the pen name of what author or what novel?
Oh, Ian Stewart.
I don't know.
Ian Stewart. But different person, you mean?
Yeah, different person. He was known for a movie that was made into a war novel. It was made into a feature film in the early 60s.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, I'd just be guessing. Hell is for Heroes.
Nope.
Okay. No, I'm just guessing.
You don't give up?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was Alistair McLean. He used that pen name for the Satan Bug, although the novel was reissued under his real name.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to join us, we have a couple of lines open. It's area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Okay, let me give you a couple of questions. What is the I find the list of the best-selling books of all time endlessly fascinating. I'm sure
the what book?
The list of the best-selling books of all time endlessly fascinating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the best-selling book of all time that was originally written in Yiddish? It's a quite a well-known book, just so you know. It's nothing obscure.
Oh.
What was the best-selling book of all time that was originally written in Yiddish?
Exodus?
Oh, that's an interesting guess. But no, not Exodus.
No, in Yiddish.
Yeah.
Well, the only one I can think of who wrote it in Yiddish was Isaac Singer, but it wasn't one of his books. Was it?
It was not.
No, he didn't sell that well. I don't know.
Okay. What was the best-selling book of all time that was originally written in Yiddish? It's a well-known book.
A novel?
It is a novel. Well, that's a tough one. No.
Memoir?
No.
More a
memoir, yes.
Ah.
Yeah. And second question. I have some questions about the New Hampshire primary. Who was the last person to win the New Hampshire primary with a write-in vote? Let me put it this way. Who was the last president to win the New Hampshire primary with a write-in vote?
Wow.
Who was the last?
Is it in our time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would be our time.
Yeah. Who was the last future U.S. president to win the New Hampshire primary on a write-in vote?
Nixon?
That's a good guess, but no, not Nixon. Okay, so what is the best-selling book of all time originally written in Yiddish? And who was the last future president to win the New Hampshire primary on a write-in vote?
Oh, I know the Yiddish. It has to be the Diary of Anne Frank.
That was not written in Dutch.
It was written in Dutch, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
the classic Is That Me?
It is you.
Well, good. I can't answer that the Frisbee question, but I have a similar previous name question.
Okay.
This is a book title, though. There's a book that we all know that had the original name of The Last Man in Europe. Do you know what that book was?
Is that 1984?
It's 1984 by George Orwell.
All right. Good. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Okay, hi, I'm Jill in Cupertino.
Hi, Jill.
I just have sort of a wild guess on the book written in Yiddish.
Could
it be, I don't know what the Yiddish title is, but it would be Tevye's Daughters or something, the one that Fiddler on the Roof was based
on? Oh, you mean Shalom Aleichem? Is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is not that, no.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Thank you very much.
That is a good guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thank you. And please give us a call. We have a couple of lines open right now. Area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. There's just the two of us here tonight, and Jerry's a little under the weather, so we can use all the calls we can get.
So, I take it that Yiddish memoir is not American.
It is not American.
Okay.
And, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. You are Jerry Nachman is on the panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And, Jerry, it is your turn.
All right. Here are eight unlikely ways of being killed. Give the longest to shortest odds.
How many? Eight?
Eight, yeah. Well, that's not too many.
Tough.
Excuse me, folks. Okay. Lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Falling downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Bee sting. Snake bite. Choking. Spider bite. And champagne cork.
Go the whole thing once more, please.
Okay. These are eight ways of being killed. Give me the longest to shortest odds. They are and follow: lightning bolt, falling downstairs, bee sting, snake bite, spider bite, choking, champagne cork.
Oh boy!
I don't know how to. Obviously, nobody's going to get them all.
Is this in the United States? Or worldwide?
Yeah,
or?
I don't know. I don't know that. I think so. I don't know, though.
Well, I don't think lightning is too probable. Fall. Yeah. Well, can I just give the... to start with, can I give what my guesses would be for the most likely and least likely?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Huh. Snake bite, spider bite. You said spider bite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'll say least likely lightning.
No.
Okay. All right. How about most likely then fall?
Most likely fall. No. Wait a minute. I'm got mixed up here. Of course. You said the most likely was
fall, and the least likely lightning.
Okay. Wait a minute. I have to interpret my own hand. No. Well, on both.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Ruhama in San Francisco.
Hi.
Best-selling book originally written in Yiddish. Was that Elie Wiesel, Night?
It is. Night.
Great.
Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Yeah. Excellent.
Who thinks the Bible was written in Yiddish? No.
No.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, the best-selling book of all time originally written in Yiddish is Night by Elie Wiesel. And let's see. Okay, so we're still looking for the last president to win the New Hampshire primary on a write-in vote. On a write-in vote. Okay. I'm going to give you the one guess on these, Jerry. These are the working titles of famous films, okay? Working titles of famous films. And you tell me what they actually, the title ended up being, much better known. Number one, Journey Beyond the Stars. Journey Beyond the Stars. Number two, The Babysitter Murders. Number three, $3,000. And number four, Not Tonight, Josephine. These are the working titles of very famous films. Number one, Journey Beyond the Stars. Number two, The Babysitter Murders. Number three, $3,000. And number four, Not Tonight, Josephine.
Well, Not Tonight, Josephine was, I thought that was Jacqueline Suzanne's book about her dog, Per Poodle.
But no.
So different. It's Valley of the Dolls?
No, it is not. No.
Are you sure about
that? Yeah, I'm sure about that.
Okay. Journey Beyond the Stars, would that be 2001?
It would be.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Babysitter murder.
Now you had your guess.
Okay, oh, one now, okay.
So we are looking for the famous films that these are the working titles of, The Babysitter Murders, $3,000, and Not Tonight, Josephine. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ed. How are you?
Good.
So I'll give you the answer last week. The fastest ever made object on Earth was 1957. Some nuclear scientists were trying to blow an atom bomb down in New Mexico, and they just wanted to make a small little detonation, but actually what happened, a full blast happened 100,000 times, as much as they expected. And they had 500 feet shaft with a manhole, I believe it was 5 meter in diameter. And when the blast happened, it blew up that manhole up to 70 miles per second, which is 10 times as much as the escape velocity on Earth.
Mm. So I had somebody send me an email that said that that was apocryphal.
That's rumor. No, believe it, it's happened. I know that. If you look in Wikipedia, say it's not true, it did happen. But, you know, this covering their behind kind of a thing. And actually could have been much worse. Okay, two questions for today, very quickly. One is, this presidential candidate ran, you know, I'm not going to say man or woman, but she advocated Barry Goldwater during 1964. Who is he or she?
Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so you got that very quickly.
Right.
Okay,
what?
Second question.
Hillary Clinton was a Goldwater girl.
Was Goldwater, yeah. And in a way, she is still the same kind of a very, very conservative person, beyond what she's trying to say. She's a neocon. Okay, so let's go to the second question, which is very easy. Suppose you make a hole in the in Earth from one side to another side, and you jump on it. What will happen to you? Now, remember, the hole goes from, let's say, from San Francisco to the other end, which is probably somewhere in China. So what will happen to you?
What would happen? You mean if you jumped in the hole?
You jump just in the hole. Now, I dig a hole, open all the way from San Francisco to somewhere in, you know, in
China.
Southeast Asia.
Wouldn't you basically burn to death eventually?
No, actually not.
Oh.
No.
Isn't there a molten core of the Earth?
Well, I'm going to keep you from the molten core.
Oh, you are.
So I'm going to build like real good shield, so it'd be really free downfall from one side to the other.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right about that. So you won't have to deal with the molten core.
Okay.
What will happen to you?
What would happen to me?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, you. Well, if this is a free fall, wouldn't you die about 5 seconds in?
No.
No?
No, because you're going down, you know, gravity. You can jump up from, you know, whatever height, as long as you are not hitting salt surface, you're going to be fine. And actually, you're not. You're going to go to the other side of Earth.
Mm.
And I'm going to ignore friction.
Okay.
So you're just going to... Let me give you the answer, because it's really interesting. It's actually physics.
All right.
It's a problem. You're going to be like a pendulum. You're going to go up and down, up and down, up and up, from one side of Earth to the other side, forever. And nothing will happen to you, and you'll still be alive.
Yeah.
And actually, this was an idea that was flowed to deliver mail this way.
Hmm.
Just throw mail, you know, make a hole, keep, you know, the heat out of that hole, and then you can deliver mail from here to China free. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Pendulum story. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye. All right, we have a couple of lines open here at area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. All right, let me ask a question here. I had a list of all the songs that were nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song, and I have a list of the 10 most common words in those song titles. So, of all the songs since 1934 nominated for Best Song for the Academy Award for Best Song, what are the 10 most common words in those song titles?
Well, love, of course.
Yes, love is number two, actually. Oh. I'll give you another guess, Jerry.
You?
Yes. You is number four.
Okay.
All right, love is number two, you is number four. All right, again, these are the 10 most common words in all the Academy Award nominated songs since 1934. And Jerry got love and you. What are the others? So we are still looking for original titles. So these are the working titles of famous films. The Babysitter Murders, $3,000, Not Tonight, Josephine. And then The Last President to Win New Hampshire on a Write-In. So, and
I can't think of any other novels that Jacqueline Susann wrote except Valley of the Dolls, Beyond the Valley of Dolls, and...
Yeah. What was that one? The Love Machine, The Love God, The Love Machine.
Yeah.
And
you're saying Not Tonight, Josephine was the original title of one of her novels?
That was the word. No. Nothing. It's that. Nothing to do with Jacqueline Susann. Zero to do. This is a working title of a very famous film.
Oh, Not just Tonight, Josephine.
Just a total coincidence.
Oh. Biography of Napoleon?
No. That's, yeah, there you go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
It is me. a new title for the show.
We've heard that before.
I know. Come on. When in doubt, repeat the joke.
Yeah, okay.
cause of death, number one, bee stings.
Wait a minute. Let me.
Bee sting for the most often or least
often? The most often.
Most often. No.
Oh, falling downstairs.
No.
I guess that, and it didn't work.
All right. I got a question for you.
All right.
What three countries recognize the existence of outer space aliens officially?
Oh. The existence.
What dingbat countries are there? Let's see.
Well, you never know. Are these large countries, or, I mean,
yes.
Are these major countries?
Yes.
North Korea?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah. So this could be a result of having a sophisticated sort of a search for aliens, couldn't it?
I guess possibly.
Like France, for instance.
Yes.
Is France one?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
And
well, they think Jerry Lewis.
Well,
is
no,
I like the reaction. That was good.
is the United States one?
No.
God help us.
Well, I know we have that SETI. We have that big dish that's looking for intelligent life in the universe.
But he says these are official yes. recognition,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Right.
So, that they're the ignition. They're the recognition of.
Are they?
How can you make that official when there hasn't been any proof of anything?
Is Japan or China?
No.
Okay. And the other countries, what part of the world are they in?
One from Europe, one from South America.
One from Europe and one from South America. Yeah, hard to tell. Brazil?
No.
Yeah, and I'm just guessing. I'll just be guessing. Go ahead.
Okay, Italy and Chile.
Italy and Chile. Mm. Interesting. Okay. Well, there are a lot of...
The babysitters, working title?
The babysitter murders?
Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, thank you.
I was going to say that, but she was not a babysitter. She was a mom.
Mm-mm.
Wife.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. I have two guesses. One for the least common cause of death, champagne cork.
Oh.
No, it isn't, oddly enough. I thought that they just threw that in for a joke. I've never heard of anyone.
No, I've heard of people losing an eye or something.
Yeah, I've never injured, but not. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry to have my doubts about this list. I may have to research it further and come back next week.
All right. Let's see. Oh, and the president who was written in New Hampshire, Truman?
No, that's a good guess, but no, not Truman.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm looking for the highest mountains in these countries, North America,
North America continents. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
North America, Africa, Asia, Europe, South America. And Antarctica, and there's a country I've never heard of called Australasia?
Well, Australia.
Oh, why is it called? That must be a typo.
Australia is Mount Kosciuszko, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Australia, yeah. Why is it a typo? So again, it's just all the continents, North America, Africa, Asia, Europe, South America.
Africa is Kilimanjaro.
Correct. That's right. I even got that one. Yeah.
And Europe is Mount Erebus.
No.
It is not.
No.
You're sure?
No.
Huh.
Maybe they changed the name, but I've never heard of that. I've heard of this mountain, but it's not Mount Erebus.
Ararat?
No.
Erebus. I thought that was in Turkey. Okay. Okay. All right.
I thought you would knock these out.
my memory is not as good as it used
to
be. Huh. Okay. Well, the United States is Mount Whitney?
No, North America.
Oh, North America. Well, that's North America. Mount Whitney is
no.
In Alaska.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
All right. Okay. Leave it out.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Okay. So first, for the person who was the last write-in, I believe that would that be Reagan in 76?
It was not Reagan.
Oh.
Ah. Okay. Now, how about the most common words in Oscar-winning songs?
Yes.
I have a bunch of them. Hope.
No. I'm only talking about the top 10. Okay. So just to keep that in mind. But go ahead.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
Dreams.
No.
Stars.
No.
Moon.
No.
True.
No.
Give.
No.
Okay, that's it. Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. If you'd like to join us, the number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Okay. I'm going to give you some years of the New Hampshire primary. I want you to tell me the person who won that year. Okay. Sometimes it's a little bit surprising. All right. 1948. Now, I'm going to give you the Republicans first, okay? I'll give you three Republicans. So who are the Republicans that won the New Hampshire primary in these years? Number one, 1948. Number two, 1964. Number three, 1996. So who are the Republicans who won the New Hampshire primary in these years? Number one, 1948. Number two, 1964. Number three, 1996. And who are the Democrats that won in these 2 years? Who are the Democrats that won in these 2 years in the New Hampshire primary? The same Democrat won in 1952 and 1956. And who was the Democrat that won in 1992? So again, who are the Republicans that won the New Hampshire primary in 1948, 1964, and 1996? And who are the Democrats that won in 1952, 1956, and 1992? Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno calling.
Hi, Lynn.
Is the Vatican considered a city? I mean, a state?
It's considered a city-state, yes.
A city-state? Well, I don't think it's Italy that believes in UFO or aliens. I think it's the Vatican.
Oh.
And I think that's for two reasons. One, they've come out and said that they would believe if we had aliens come onto the earth. And two, this is really weird, they have a presence at the observatory on the big island of Hawaii. I think that's Mauna Loa, but they actually have a presence there.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to give you a bell for that.
Thank
there you.
You
go. Thank you, Lynn.
Bye.
Bye. You may be right. Debbie's shaking her head, yes. Okay. Or she's nodding her head, yes. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Diane from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hi, Diane.
$3,000, that's Pretty Woman.
It is. Very good. Excellent.
Yes.
Good job.
And I think the highest mountain in North America is Denali.
Correct.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I thought
good
you
job.
Yeah, it used to be.
Formerly Mount Whitney.
I'll give Jerry
a nod. Mount McKinley.
Right. It used to be Whitney. And I'll say, winner of the New Hampshire primary, is that Rutherford B. Hayes?
No. You're a long time
listener. He had to have one.
You're a long time listener to the show, aren't you?
Oh, I love your show. I listen to it all the time here in Albuquerque. But I will tell you, probably John F. Kennedy probably won.
No, it actually goes back a little further than that.
Oh, okay. No, I still claim Rutherford behaves.
Oh, well, thank you, though.
Anyway,
thank you
for your show.
Thanks for bringing that up. Bye-bye.
And I got a bell.
You did. Thanks. I'll give you another one. There you go.
When did primaries begin?
Oh, in the earlier part of the 20th century.
Oh, that long?
Yeah,
ago.
But not in a lot of different states. It was a relative handful to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I think Theodore Roosevelt was instrumental in beginning the primary system. okay. And Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Oh, my. Okay. Did I ask this of the 5 million plus articles on Wikipedia in its 15-year
You did
existence?
Ask this because which one is the most edited?
Yeah.
Yeah, George W. Bush was
the
one.
Did. Okay, that's okay.
But I don't remember the other one. What was the other one?
Oh, I don't remember either. Okay, I'm scratching here. Let's see. Okay. I have to recuse you. It's weird. A show.
There's only the two of us.
I know, so I
All
guess
right,
I
fine.
Can't. What? Well, no, because you'll know this right out. You know, this is a...
Well, you always... You can't assume things like
mother's
that.
Mother's milk to you.
Okay.
Because you can nod, you say you know it, and then the answer and the listeners can have a chance.
All right.
What role did Garbo play twice?
Oh yeah, right.
I'm sure you know that.
I do.
So, yeah.
Okay.
What role did Garbo play twice? Once in a silent movie and once in a talkie.
Okay. All right. And we're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Let me go first here. I still have a couple of the original titles of famous films. We have two left on that list. One is The Babysitter Murders. That's the working title of what famous film? And the second is Not Tonight, Josephine. That is the working title of what other famous film? And the 10 most common words in all the Academy Award nominated Academy Award nominated songs since 1934. The most common 10 words in all the Academy Award nominated songs. So far we have Love and You.
I don't think Leilani is one of them.
No, Leilani is no. Only once, I think. Yeah. And who was the last president to win the New Hampshire, or a future president, I should say, who was the last future president to win the New Hampshire primary on a write-in vote? The last president to win the New Hampshire primary on a write-in vote. Very famous. And I gave you some people, I gave you the years, and I want you to tell me, we have three Republicans here. Who won the New Hampshire primary in these years? The three Republicans, or the 3 years I'm asking about for the Republicans, are 1948, 1964, and 1996. Who are the three Republicans who won in those years? And the Democrats, 1952, 1956, and 1992. Who were the Democrats that won? And I can say that none of them ever became president.
Are these kind of obscure characters, some of them?
Oh, you've definitely heard of all of them. It's okay. There's nothing, yeah. Okay. It's not, you know,
what
not
was the last
Joe
one?
Blow.
What was the last year you named?
Most recent year is 1992.
How about Ross Perot?
No, that's because the 1992 is a Democrat.
Oh, Democrat.
Yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
it's not Ross Perot.
Okay.
And, Jerry, why don't you repeat any questions that haven't been answered?
All right. Let's see. The Frisbee was a patented name, had three names before it was known as a Frisbee. Dana got one of them called Pluto Platter. I'm looking for two others. I'm taking the ways of being killed off the table. I'm going to research it and bring it back next week for a revival because I think I got all mixed up on it. And I'm looking for the names of the tallest mountains on all the continents. So far we have Denali in North America and Kilimanjaro in Africa. I'm looking for the others.
And the final score is Denver 24, Carolina 10.
Oh.
So that's it.
Great for Brady. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, nice to have Peyton Manning go out on a
Nice I meant note. Peyton Manning, not Brady.
Not Tom Brady. Not that cheater. And not that cheater, Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. And we have some calls on the line, so let's go to one of those.
Role did Garbo play twice? Once as a silent movie and once in a talkie.
Okay. All right, let's go to that call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hey, so the most common cause of death, is it choking?
And I'm going to take that off the table because I'm a little confused. Let me see if it is choking.
You might be right.
That sounds like it.
Jerry's
be
choking
right
now.
Just a minute.
Yeah. He's looking.
I think you're right. I think you're correct.
Good.
But I'm gonna research and come back next week.
Okay.
If it's not the number one, it's number two. Anyway, that's a good guess.
Anything else?
The babysitter murders, is that when a stranger calls?
Oh, what an excellent guess. But no, it's not that.
Okay, and the Garbo one, it's just on the tip of my tongue. I'm so sorry. But is it Ninotchka? I think that's wrong.
It is. It's not Ninotchka, I can tell you that.
No.
I realize that's not it either. I just can't think of it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Just the two of us tonight, Jerry Nachman, well-known Bay Area author, and myself, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and, of course, Debbie Kennedy in the booth. So we have more time to take your calls. Then that number is 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
The Democrat 52 and 56, Estes Kefauver.
It is Estes Kefauver, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Estes is the best Estes.
1948, Robert Taft?
No, not Robert Taft.
64, Henry Cabot Lodge?
Henry Cabot Lodge, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Okay, my brother-in-law would like that.
Uh-huh.
South America, the mountain El Misty.
Wait a minute, South America.
No, what is that called?
No, it isn't, no.
It starts with an A, doesn't it?
It does start with an A.
Anacagua or
that's
something like that.
Anacagua, okay.
Aconcagua.
Right,
Aconcagua, yeah.
There
you
go.
Very good.
And with the writing candidate, Jimmy Carter.
No, not Jimmy Carter.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas in Berkeley.
One thing I'm going to ask, I don't know the answer, but I thought you would. So basically, recently I heard Vicky Carr singing, and I went, gosh, she's pretty good. I think in Moonstruck, wasn't the Olympia Dukakis person, character, wasn't she always listening to Vicky Carr?
I don't remember.
What a amazingly obscure question.
I have no idea.
Well, maybe somebody out there knows.
Yes. I'm not denigrating it. I'm just saying I've seen the movie. I think I've only seen the movie really once all the way through, so I don't think I'd be the best authority on that. But I'd be happy to leave it out if somebody knows.
Okay, that'd be great, because I've seen it twice.
And ask it again.
Why do I have this Vicky Carr thing in my head? Okay, now, Babysitter Murder?
Yes.
Is that Don't Bother to Knock?
No, but I like that, too. The Babysitter Murders.
There have been a million Babysitter Murders.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's not. Yeah, that's probably why they changed the title.
What about Not Tonight, Josephine? Some Like It Hot?
Yes, that's right. Some Like It Hot. Oh. Yes.
Josephine gave
yeah,
it to me.
Josephine. That was one of the drag.
Yeah. I didn't know. Okay.
And
good
on
job.
The songs.
Yes.
Is the and involved?
No, that's
the is yes. And is no.
Okay. I'll take any bell I can get.
I'll give you another one. There you go.
Okay. Any bell on the storm.
Thank you, Thomas.
Garbo.
Yes, Garbo. What about her?
Anna Karenina.
Yes.
Anna Karenina.
Right.
Okay. Good I'm
one.
Happy.
Good okay. One. Thank you. Bye-bye. I don't know if they called, in the silent version, I don't know if they actually called the character Anna Karenina or not. But it was the same story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she basically did play the same character. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Too because difficult.
They changed the title. They called it Love. The title of the movie was Love, not Anna Karenina.
Oh,
but the sound version was Anna Karenina. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, for the Republican who won the New York the primary in 96, would that be Jack Kemp?
96, no, that would not be Jack Kemp.
Okay, for the Democrats in 92, would that be Paul Tsongas?
It would be Paul Tsongas in 1992. Very good.
Yeah. And the working title for the Babysitter Murder, how about Halloween?
Halloween, yes.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Good
yeah.
job.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
I was going to say that or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of Babysitter Murdered in the movies.
Yeah, it's standard.
Okay, what was the first and last Best Song Academy Award winner to have the same title as the movie it's from? What was the first and last, in other words, the first and the most recent Best Song Academy Award winner to have that song be the same title as the movie it's from?
Wow. And would theme from be part of the title?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, as long as there are words to it. You know, it has to be a song.
So, all right, I don't know.
Okay. The first one was in the 50s, I'll give you that, just so you know.
Oh, Around the World in 80 Days?
Oh, that's a good guess, but actually it's before that.
Oh, before that, okay.
Yes, but very good, because that did, I believe that did win Best Song. Okay, so what was the first and most recent, so these are two different things, the first and most recent Academy Award-winning Best Song to have the same title as the movie it was from, okay? So keep that in mind. The first one is in the 1950s, and the last one is quite recent. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Hello? No? All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter. Everybody's calling now that the Super Bowl's over.
I've been listening the whole time.
All right. I appreciate that.
The highest mountain in Asia is Everest.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess for Europe, Mont Blanc.
What?
Mount Blanc.
Also correct. Very good.
Is it Mount Blanc? Oh, my goodness. All right.
And I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. In 1964, the Beatles had a record 31 songs on the charts.
All right.
On April 4th of that year, they had the first top five. What were those songs?
Oh, gosh. April 4th of that year. Was that the soundtrack to the Hard Day's Night or Help?
Nope.
Okay. 1964. Well, it's like I Want to Hold Your Hand?
Yes, that's one.
When I'm 64?
This is the Beatles.
Or very early Beatles, yeah.
Oh.
Please, Please Me, please.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm so...
Till There Was You?
No. Oh.
No.
Interesting. You keep coping it's a Broadway song, don't you? Okay, I want to hold your hand. Please, Please Me. So they're all, are these all from the same album?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
Oh,
I should be able to toss these off.
Michelle?
Easily. No, too early for that. Oh. No. If you want to leave it out, it's going to take me a couple minutes to think of this.
I'll leave it out then.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Do you want us to put you on hold? Or?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, thanks.
Hold on. Let's see now. Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Scraping the bare bottom of the barrel here. I may have found the bottom, too. Okay. I will give you some aggregate nouns for three for animals, and you tell me what animals belong to these.
All right.
These are always...
I hate these, but go ahead.
I know. They're far out, but they're gettable. One
All
or
right.
Two. One is a pounce of what? Another one is a kindle of what? And a third one is an aggregation of what?
I never know these.
Well,
nobody uses these except the
except trivia
exactly.
trivia games.
Yeah.
There.
All right. Why don't you repeat those?
Okay. I want you to tell me the animals that belong to these aggregate nouns: a pounce, a kindle, and an aggregation.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. It's, I have answer for the mountains. The highest one in Australia is Mount Kosciuszko.
I thought I said that. I said Kosciuszko or Kosciuszko.
Yeah. Okay.
And he said no.
In Europe actually is what the last caller was wrong. Last mountain in Europe is Elbrus, E-L-B-R-U-S.
I said that too.
Well, yeah. This is...
it's the one in Turkey, isn't it?
No.
It's not in Turkey.
Mount Blanc.
Oh, it's in the Caucasus. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It's
Mount Blanc is Wikipedia.
3,000 feet higher than Mont Blanc. And it's still in Europe. It's still in the continental Europe.
Would you say the name of that or spell it?
E-L-B, as in boy,
yeah.
R-U-S.
Elbrus.
Yeah.
And where is it?
It is in
Russia.
It's in the Caucasus. Yeah.
Right. Caucasus. Okay, I'll tell. All
the
right.
Highest mountain, of course, we know that Everest, and then the one in Africa we've already named.
Right.
Then
we're looking for Australia and Antarctica.
Yeah, Australia is that one I mentioned. K-O-S-C-R-U-S.
No. Not my answer.
That's in Australia. 73.
Well, I have Australia. Is there such a place as Australasia?
Well, they're just combining with the islands around Australia,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's called that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also one there, South America. The highest mountain in South America is in Chile and, Argentina.
Aconcagua.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you. Great show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Wow, good. This is to ease Thomas in Berkeley's mind. I think that the, in Moonstruck,
yes.
The person who was caught up with Vicky Carr's music was the man who played Olympia Dukakis's husband, and I think that was Vincent Giordano.
No, it was... Who played her husband? It was her cheating
because
husband.
I can't remember.
Yeah, where she said, oh, now he's going to go into that room and listen to Vicky Carr and he won't touch me. That's
okay, so, but Thomas's question was it Vicky Carr? Was that the person that she kept, or they kept listening to? Where their husband kept listening to her?
Well, yeah, he listened to her.
But it wasn't Olympia Dukakis, it was the husband, you're saying?
It was her husband. Vicky Carr was the object of her complaint.
Okay, all right, so it was Vicky Carr. That's what he wanted to settle there. Thank you very much. I appreciate that information. Okay. See, all you have to do is ask and get those Vicky Carr questions answered. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, it's hard to tell. That's why everyone goes, is that me?
Yeah, I know.
Relative to Jerry's question, which he has withdrawn.
Yeah.
And sparkling alcohol and not doing any damage to oneself or anything else inside.
You mean champagne cork?
Oh.
Or whatever other sparkling bubbly that is.
Right. I know, that's not first or last. It's in the middle.
I wanted to add so that I just, this is a medical
oh.
medical save people. Put a cloth, a tea towel or
oh, I see what you're saying. Advice, yeah.
You are trying to
I want to spare some
prevent people from a
save people
cork.
From an untimely death. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Put a cloth on top.
And then open it.
Hold the cork and turn the bottle. And
that's what I mean. Yeah.
I remedied that just by getting a screw top.
Well, it's not quite the same.
$2 chuck.
I know, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Medical advice and everything. This show has it all.
Medical advice and Vicky Carr. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Actually, having worked in a restaurant for many years, all you do is keep your hand on that cork, and it doesn't fly anywhere.
All right.
That makes sense. Yeah, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Is Skyfall the name of the song and the movie?
Excellent. Excellent. What's very that? Good. That was the last one. The last song to have the same, the last Academy Award-winning song to have the same title as the picture it was
what,
from
was
Skyfall.
I never heard
that
of
was 2012. That was a James Bond movie.
Oh,
and that was Adele who sang.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And everybody said what a horrible song that was. But anyway,
they all have been for the last 40 years.
But so we're still looking for the first one, and not. Yeah, very good though.
And then the word from a song that won an Academy Award.
So
heart?
I'll just go over heart? The. It's the most 10 most common words in Academy Award nominated songs since 1934.
Heart?
No.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That and Anne should not count. I mean, those are in every song, from every category.
Well, I don't know, but that's
yeah,
the kind of thing.
A, does A count?
Yeah. Yeah, A is one of them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You got to rule those out. It's a good question otherwise.
All right. And
I just thought you'd appreciate a little editing.
Okay, well, let me add this then. Of all the words, so let's say we leave out the single syllable words.
Yeah.
What is the longest single word in the top 50? In the top 50 words in all the Academy Award nominated songs, it is 8 letters.
This is too late in the show for that. That's a good question, though. But,
well, I can hold it over until next week.
Why don't you?
It.
It's a good question. The longest award.
So it's been used 5 times in Academy Award nominated songs.
It has?
Yes. So this is the longest single word.
5 syllables, you said?
No, no, no. It's been used 5 different times.
Oh.
So in all the Academy Award nominated songs, what is the single longest word that is in the top 50 words? It is 8 letters.
How many syllables can you tell us that?
A couple.
Okay. Oh, that's
three.
All.
Three.
Is it a really unusual word?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, all right.
No.
The longest word, 3 syllables, that's not very long. 8 letters, that could be it.
Yeah.
Could be many things. Okay.
8 little letters.
Romantic.
Means I love you.
Romantic. R-O-M. That's 8
it
letters.
It is not romantic, but that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good guess. But no. Okay.
As in, isn't it?
Give you something to work
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert.
And Karen is away, but perhaps listening online.
I hope so.
So I want to see if I can polish off any of these top 5 Beatles songs.
Yes.
P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Love You? Okay, no.
Twist and Shout.
Yes.
I Saw Her Standing There.
No.
I think you might have guessed Please Please Me.
I did.
Until There Was You?
No.
I guess that, yeah.
Well, so that's what I've got on the Beatles. I've got a very quick question. You will either know this or you will not.
All right.
Sprint. Sprint as in the phone network. Do you know where the name Sprint comes from?
Is it?
It's a word meaning speed.
It's an acronym derived from.
It's an acronym.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew it was an acronym, but I'm trying to think where it came from.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Do you want what the acronym means or
where it came from?
Where it came from. No, I'm either going to know it or I don't, and
right.
I don't.
And you don't. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it came from Southern Pacific Railroad internal networking telephony back when Southern Pacific began selling time on its own communication system.
What a good question. That was a very good question.
I thought that it was just a word that had speedy connotation.
Good job. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Feel better, Jerry.
Okay.
And next call.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
I got some guesses for the aggregates, Jerry.
Okay. Yeah.
Even though Dana hates them. It counts, is that Jaguars?
No, you're close enough, though. It's a herd of cats.
Cats. Oh, you can't herd cats.
Yeah. Panthers would be.
I didn't mean to say hate. I just strongly dislike.
Yeah, okay. Nobody says hate on the show. Okay.
All right.
What about Kindle? Would that be, it's going to be dragons?
No.
No, I know they're not real. All right,
It's related to the last one.
It's related to the last one? To cats?
Yeah.
I don't know what's related to cats. A Kindle of mountain lions?
Nope.
Cougars?
Nope. I'll tell you, kittens.
Kittens.
Kindle of kittens, how cute.
A Kindle of kittens,
yeah.
And just to finish it off, the aggregation of alligators.
All right. Okay.
Ah, wonderful. Well,
thank you very much. All right. I guess we better clean up here. We're almost out of time. Jerry?
Okay. The three names for the Frisbee before it was called Frisbee was Pluto Platter, which Dana got, Flying Saucer, and Whirlaway. And the two mountains, tallest mountains you didn't get, one is in Australasia, is Mount Wilhelm, Papua New Guinea.
Oh, okay.
And Antarctica is a hard one, the Vincent Massif, or Massif, M-A-S-S-I-F. That's all.
Okay. So the last president to win the, future president to win the New Hampshire primary on a write-in vote was Dwight Eisenhower in 1952.
Oh.
Dwight Eisenhower. These are the people who won the New Hampshire primary, Republican in 1948. That's Harold Stassen.
Of course.
Harold Stassen. In 1996, the Republican was Pat Buchanan. And, of course, Estes Kefauver in 1952 and 1956. The first Academy Award-winning best song to have the same name as the movie it was from was Three Coins in the Fountain, 1954. Mm-hmm. The most common words in Academy Award-nominated songs, the, love, a, you, of, I, to, in, my, me. Do you want me to give you
eight-letter
one?
Yeah, why don't you? Well, it's up to you. It's your question.
Okay. What is the longest word in the top 50 words of Academy Award-nominated songs, and that is remember.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Used five times.
Okay. I have the five Beatles songs. Can't
Remember
Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please, Please
Twist
Me.
And Shout, I should have gotten that. Anyway, if we can get your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We do hope you enjoyed the show. We realize we were on against the Super Bowl, but you made up for it by giving us plenty of calls in the last part of the show. So take care, everybody, and our thanks from Jerry Nachman and myself, Dana Rodriguez. Of course, Debbie Kennedy did a lot of stuff over there in the booth, and we appreciate that very much. So please join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.